On a stage, an orange blimp flies under a lit sign. Nickelodeon Movies. Computer text appears on a black background. Paramount Plus and Nickelodeon Movies present. Meteors soar toward a waterfront city. Metroburg, present day.
1 minute till meteor impact.
A police officer drives through the city.
Seek shelter. 1 minute till meteor impact.
Will some superheroes save us?
We need more than one. We need them.
The Thundermans stand posed.
Thundermans reporting for duty.
Glad they finally saw us.
Right? We've been holding this pose for 3 minutes.
Okay, T-Force, we got meteors coming in hot.
Say your name and fan out.
Why do we need to say our names?
Because it looks great in the highlight reel.
The Thundermen separate and run off.
Thunderman!
Electris.
Laser Girl.
Kid Quick.
Thunder Baby.
Can I get a new name?
Thunder Girl.
And?
Wait, what's my cool name?
Max Flaming Space Trunks.
And Max Flaming Space Trunks! All right, guys. As your co-captains, Phoebe and I will take the first wave. Stand by for orders.
Here they come!
The meteors approach. Max takes a selfie.
You did not just have a selfie.
I don't know exactly how much time I have until...
Meteor.
Max stops an oncoming meteor with his telekinesis, then explodes it with his heat breath. He grins.
This one's on me!
Phoebe stops another meteor with telekinesis. She shatters it with her freeze breath.
Let it come, Nora!
I know, I have eyes. Laser eyes.
Nora explodes a meteor with her laser eyes.
Stand behind me, Chloe. Eat lightning, space rock!
Barb shoots electricity at a meteor. It bursts into smoke.
Eat lightning, Barb? I like it!
I know, right? It just came to me.
Here comes the mama bear.
A huge meteor.
Dad!
Billy, set a perimeter!
On it! What's a perimeter?
You know, the thing with the cones. It keeps people back.
Oh, yeah, I gotcha.
Billy sets up cones with super speed.
Steady, Dad.
You got this.
The meteor approaches.
Welcome to Earth. Try the punch!
Hank punches the meteor into pieces. The Metroburg citizens come out of hiding. A man in a suit holds up his fists.
Come on, guys. Let's go home.
Max lingers and holds up his phone for another selfie.
Max, you should probably know.
You're in my life, Billy.
Max, you might wanna...
Kind of busy, Nora.
Are we just gonna leave without telling him?
Absolutely.
A small chunk of meteor hits Max in the stomach. He falls back, then gets to his feet unsteadily.
You guys could have warned me.
Max jogs after the rest of his family as they leave. A title appears in the sky above Metroburg. Nickelodeon, The Thundermans Return. A meteor strikes past. The Thundermans return to their modern house. A clear door scans them, then opens upwards. They step inside.
Great day, guys! We made the world a little safer, and isn't that what it's all about?
All right, Maxinators, that's today's live stream. Sorry, there was so much Phoebe! Stay awesome, and don't forget to smash that heart button!
I'll smash that heart button.
Phoebe breaks Max's phone.
T-Force Assistant?
Generating new phone.
A new phone drops into Max's hand.
My turn to push it!
Billy presses a Penguin Butler statue.
Billy, it's the same photo. We don't live a double life anymore.
I know that.
Why didn't you tell me?
Billy eyes the statue.
All right, guys. Who's excited for family night?
Yeah! Family night.
Sounds great. Can't wait. Right after a quick mission review sesh.
Oh.
Mission review now!
Can't it wait, Phoebe? We haven't had a family night since you two brought us onto the T-Force.
Guys, it'll be quick, I promise. Just 27 things. Okay, Nora, try ricocheting your eye lasers to give them more power.
Oh, like this?
Nora ricochets her laser into Phoebe's tablet.
Now it's family night.
I'll start the thunder chili.
I'll get the scrapbooks.
And I'll get the board games.
Okay, great review session.
Nora shrugs. Later, Chloe plays a board game with Phoebe and Max.
One, two, three. Your turn, Phoebe.
Check it out. This blog says I'm a cinch for superhero of the year.
Skipping Phoebe. Max's turn.
Check this out. Suit Magazine just voted me cutest super bachelor.
Skipping Max and Chloe goes again.
Hey, Nora, do you want to video chat with our new friends tonight?
Really, we don't have any friends here. All we do is fight villains.
What about those kids we hung out with last week?
That was Squidman and his evil hench squids.
No wonder they kept spitting ink at me.
Hank puts down a pot of chili and sits.
Isn't this nice, Hank? We finally get a night of being a regular family. Everything okay down there?
No. It's been 3 years and I still can't get a good butt groove going.
Alert, alert, crime in progress.
Crime's a little strong. He's just rubbing his butt into the couch.
No, Mom, he means an actual crime. Excuse us, Chloe.
Accessing crime lab.
Max walks into a wall and falls.
That was the TV remote.
Phoebe uses her telekinesis to grab a remote. She points it at the wall. It disappears to reveal a crime lab. Max sits at a control panel. Phoebe makes a holographic map appear.
Okay. Latitude 19.6 degrees west, longitude 2.4 degrees north.
Max types.
Calling up street camera.
Footage appears on a screen.
Metroburg Bank.
Blue Flame, a villain with a body of blue flames, melts a hole in a wall.
Looks like Blue Flame's making some after-hours withdrawals.
We better take this.
Concur.
Guys, you agreed to a family night weeks ago. Let another soup take this.
Exactly. Assistant, who's on call tonight?
The V-Team.
Ooh, I hear they're great.
Access profile for V-Team.
A video plays.
There's a new super team in town, and they're kicking some super butt.
Fighting villains, solving crimes. They're the super-powered heroes who will blow your mind.
Hi, we're the V-Team. We love fighting villains.
Cleaning up after ourselves.
And we're a rock band.
Superheroes, rockin' band. They're the coolest superhero team in all the land.
We approve this message because it's awesome.
The V-Team.
That is the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
That band rocks!
I want to buy their song!
Adding to Billy's bath time mix.
Oh, yeah!
Guys, we're taking this mission. I'm never going to be the best if I let other soups do my work for me.
Yeah, especially not some rock star wannabes with clothes that light up. Which reminds me, why don't our clothes light up?
Guys, you promised us a family night.
Sorry, Mom. We're the bosses.
Suit up, T-Force.
Don't worry, Barb. They can stop family night, but they can't stop the chili.
Hank grabs the pot. Downtown Metroburg. The Thundermans appear on a street holding hands.
Okay, T-Force. Night protocol. Block all available exits.
Let's bring the thunder.
And remember, the sooner we're done, the sooner we're eating family night chili.
The team scatters. Outside the bank, Phoebe and Max approach Blue Flame.
Hey, Blue Flame! We can do this the easy way or the...
She dodges a fireball.
Hard way it is. Max?
Way ahead of you.
To the sky!
Max uses a jetpack to shoot into the sky. Phoebe breathes heat breath at Blue Flame. He throws a fireball. She avoids it.
Anyone got a clear shot?
I sure do. Sky selfie! I got photobombed by the V-Team. The V-Team!
V-Team!
Ready?
For...
action!
It's really them! Hey, guys!
A V-Team member waves at Billy.
V-Team, stand down! This is our mission!
Phoebe cartwheels away from a fireball.
You look tired. We'll take it from here.
It's steal our glory? I don't think so.
The V-Team runs.
Yeah, we're not sharing credit with a bunch of light-up super zeros. Nora, fire when ready!
Phoebe dodges a fireball.
That suit looks like it's laser-resistant.
Just do it! We're not losing this.
But if the blast gets repelled, there's no telling where it'll go.
Guys, V-Team's closing in. Quit stalling.
Nora, take the shot. That's an order.
Nora shoots her eye lasers at Blue Flame. They ricochet off his arm and into Max's jetpack. Barb gapes and puts an arm around Chloe. Max flails in the air. He flies into a large plastic donut sign that reads, "Quite a donut." The donut falls onto the V-Team's female member. She pulls herself up.
Ow.
She falls back. Nora grimaces. Blue Flame runs off with a bag.
Plasma blast!
A plasma blast hits Blue Flame in the back. He falls.
Villain down. No need to thank us.
The V-Team's two male members fist bump. They hurry over to Blue Flame. Max lands by Hank.
Come on, let's go.
The V-Team restrains Blue Flame and takes him away. Hank glances at Max. Phoebe crosses her arms. At home.
Okay, so things got a little messy.
We crushed someone with a giant donut.
My follower counts.
My Maxi millions are down to Maxi thousands.
Plus, family night was ruined.
Mom, this is serious.
Yeah, quit joking around.
Alert, alert. President Kickbutt approaching.
Relax. I'm sure she hasn't heard what happened.
I heard what happened. In light of this evening's events, I'm afraid the T-Force is hereby decommissioned.
Thanks, Your Highness.
Billy, that means we're fired.
Not cool, Your Highness.
Are you serious? But the T-Force is the most successful team in Hero League history.
The rules say anyone who injures a soup in the line of duty must be fired.
But the V-Team crashed our mission.
They caught the perp. You knocked over a two-ton donut.
Unbelievable. And good luck finding a team that can replace us.
The V-Team enters.
V-Team, reporting
for
duty.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me.
They're new, but their success has been remarkable. And they can really rock.
Yeah, they can.
Nora lasers Billy's arm.
You know it's true.
Thundermans, we have some mighty big super shoes to fill. Come on, team. Let's help them pack their junk.
Oh, hold me back.
No, hold me back.
I'm sorry. Turn in your super suits and be out by noon tomorrow.
But where are we supposed to go?
The Thundermans stand in their Hiddenville house.
We're back in Hiddenville, baby.
Phoebe stares at Chloe with a furrowed brow. Hank holds the Penguin Butler statue.
Welcome home, Thundermans. Would it have killed you to say goodbye?
A TV screen rises.
I can't believe we're back.
I know, it looks exactly the same.
Right? It's like we never left.
Actually, it's more like we left.
Kicked butt for 3 years.
Had a mission ruined by some super jerks.
Got fired.
Then came back here to wallow in shame. Okay, you two, maybe it isn't ideal, but at least we're still a family. Just try and make the best of it.
Max glares.
Stop mocking me.
He changes their super portrait to their normal one.
Come on, Billy. Let's go shopping for high school clothes.
We're going to high school?
Yeah, we finally get to be around other teenagers.
And get a well-rounded education?
Who cares?
Hank sits.
Oh, I missed you, old friend.
Hank, do you and your butt groove want to be alone?
For a few minutes, Barb. Thanks. I'm kidding, of course. I'll see you later.
Hank follows after Barb.
What do we do now, Max?
Never use the couch again?
No, I mean this. It's all so weird. If we're not superheroes anymore, who are we?
We are superheroes, Phoebe. Remember, we still have our powers.
Max grabs a bar of food with his telekinesis and takes a bite.
That's really old.
He sticks out his tongue.
I still don't get it. We never summoned the V-Team. Why'd they even show up?
Phoebe rises off the couch.
Phoebes, don't worry about the V-Team. They're already regretting taking our jobs.
Because they know they can't live up to our legacy?
No, because I put glue on all the toilet seats.
Phoebe gives him a look, then raises her eyebrows.
One good thing about getting fired? I have my own private lair again.
In Max's lair.
So the dog says, flea shampoo? I didn't even know they had hair!
Max's bunny, Colosso, wears a party hat, sunglasses, and a Hawaiian shirt. Other animals wear party accessories. Max slides inside. Subtitles. Squirrel. Human. Run for it. The animals escape.
Hey, come back! The party's just started! There's no humans here!
Hey, Colosso.
Max! What are you doing back?
We got replaced.
What? Who could possibly replace Max Thunderman and his annoying family?
These three soups called the V-Team.
Hey, Max, I was thinking, Colosso?
Hey, it's Phoebe! Listen, I heard what happened, and I want you to know, well, I'm here for you.
Ew.
Yep, felt gross to meet you.
Anyway, I was thinking about what Mom said, about making the best of it, and, I mean, superheroes help people, right? So, I'm gonna figure out how I can help people here in Hiddenville.
I'm loser talk!
Excuse me?
You guys have superpowers. You should use them to incite fear and terror.
You mean like this?
Phoebe overturns a bowl of chips onto Colosso's head.
See? She gets it.
He shakes off the bowl.
You're right, Colosso. I am gonna use my superpowers.
To incite fear and terror?
To get a job. Need to make some money to rebuild the Max brand.
What do you guys have against fear and terror?
In the kitchen, Barb pours orange juice.
making waffles on a school day. Really takes me back.
We may not be superheroes anymore, but we're still super parents.
Morning, no time to sit.
These look great. Thanks for breakfast. Gotta go. Bye.
Well, slow down. What is the big rush?
We have friends to make.
Do you have everything you need for school?
Yeah, cool teen clothes fit in with our peers.
Some surefire conversation starters. That new band is fire.
Parents, am I right?
And 100 sticks of beef jerky. Nothing says friendship like cured meat.
Any pens, notebooks, maybe a ruler?
Dad, it's not about that.
Nora! You want a bow for school?
No thanks.
Nora lasers a bow to Ash in Barb's hand.
It's like they don't need us anymore.
Thank goodness our baby still needs us.
Ooh. Chloe walks into the living room.
There's our little fifth grader.
Oh, she got her backpack and her skateboard.
Barb gives Hank a look.
Max gave it to me. Now that we're not superheroes anymore, I can do all sorts of fun stuff without you guys protecting me.
Chloe walks past them.
Did you hear that, Hank? Chloe doesn't want us to protect her.
She doesn't need us anymore either.
They sit on the couch together.
I'm frightened, Hank.
It's okay, Barb. Maybe it's time for Mommy and Daddy Bird to step aside and let our baby birds fly.
She's using the toaster unsupervised.
Oh, not on our watch!
Hank runs to the kitchen. Nora and Billy walk into Hiddenville High together.
Parents, am I right?
Two students eye them.
Oh, hey, look, it's that Principal Bradford guy.
Principal Bradford does a handshake with a student.
Well, you must be our two new students, huh? Let's see here. We got Billy and Nora Thunderman.
Are you kidding me? Are you two the siblings of
those other ones?
Oh, you mean Max and Phoebe?
Don't say their names. Those two delinquents ruined my life.
You seem fine now.
Billy and Nora shake their heads.
When they left town, it was like a cloud was lifted. I stopped sleeping at the school, got back together with Janet, and I grew this awesome ponytail.
Hey, boss. Pigtail's looking tight.
Thanks, dog. Just had it blown out. So what'll it take to keep you two away, huh? Money? Candy? Fake IDs?
We could just stay out of your way.
Oh. Playing the long game, huh? That's just what they would do!
Principal Bradford glares.
Move now.
Time to make friends. Remember, don't use our powers. We want people to like us for us.
Right.
We heard your last name's Thunderman. Do you have superpowers?
I sure do. Check it out.
No way. Did you see that?
Nora shoots eye lasers.
Nora, I thought you said don't use our powers.
I know. I panicked. I really want friends. Hey, check it out.
She shoots more lasers. At Splatburger.
Cherry! Phoebe!
Cherry and Phoebe hug.
Reunion selfie. Oh.
The girls pose.
So much.
Me too. I've been auditioning new Phoebes, but no one's working out.
Good one.
A girl enters.
Harriet, I told you no.
The girl, Harriet, walks out. Cherry leads Phoebe to a booth. They sit.
I'm so sorry you lost your job.
Oh, it's okay. I'm fine. Fresh start. I want to get a job. One where I can still help people.
I have a job where I help people all day.
Cherry opens her jacket to reveal a shirt.
You work at Splatburger?
Uh-huh.
Can we get our check?
It's on the house.
I don't even know what that means.
It means you got a lot of happy customers. OMG, I have the best idea.
You should work here with me.
Oh, you want me to work for Mrs. Wong?
It's okay. She's completely different now. Phoebe Thunderman?
Hi, Mrs. Wong.
Oh, this brings back so many bad memories.
I thought you said she was different now.
I meant she lost the accent. She's still really mean.
Mrs. Wong, what do you think of the idea of Phoebe working here?
I'd love that.
You would?
Yes. I'd have a famous celebrity working in my restaurant. And you'd be humiliated.
Yay!
Come back to the kitchen, and I'll show you what to do when the raccoons get into the tater tots.
Max grabs a drink off a tray as he and his friends enter Splatburger.
It's so sweet just you're back, Max.
Thanks, guys. Stoked to rejoin the band. And sorry you had to fire your old lead singer.
Ah, don't sweat it. Grandpa Giddy understands.
Curse you, Max Tunnerman!
Fries fall from a tube into a tray on Max's table.
I miss this terrible food.
Careful, Max. Wong installed microphones at every table to shut down complainers.
Oh, you don't like the fries? Then say bye to your fries.
The tube sucks away the fries.
So, Wolfgang, what are you up to?
Wolfgang.
That's what I thought.
Is that your mom? Tell her I'm still single.
Still not cool, Gideon. Probably a customer for my new business, Superpowers by the Hour. Put up flyers all over town. Yeah, this is Max. I'm available. How's 2 p.m.?
Grandpa Giddy puts Max's phone in his drink.
Kick that.
Max gapes. Metroburg Super Jail. In a prison cell, King Crab carefully moves to grab a piece from a block stacking game. The tower falls.
Oh, I'm such a butterclaws. I've got visitors for Dark Mayhem, King Crab, and the other guy.
Strongdoor have name, too.
Hey, Leon, think fast.
King Crab throws a block at the prison's electrified glass. The V-team approaches.
Thank you, guard. We'll take it from here.
The guard, Liam, leaves.
Listen up, villains. We're in charge now, so show a little respect.
What happened to the Thundermans?
Those second-rate cape jockeys? We kicked them to the curb and sent them on their way. Dad.
I told you our kids wouldn't let us down. Now please, take off those hideous disguises.
The V-team's super suits encase them in beams of light. It disappears to reveal them as Strongdoor's son, Princess Crab, and Dark Mayhem Jr.
Hey, him Strongdoor's son.
Oh, I just can't get over it. You all look so tall and evil. Stand up straight, pumpkin.
OMG, Dad, cringe. I'm not a kid. I'm a full-on princess.
Looks like Dark Mayhem Jr. forgot his cape and mask.
I don't do capes, Dad. And this ocular blaster's lit.
But I wear a mask.
Yeah, and no one knows what you're saying half the time. You're like, what?
Guys, this is a prison cell. Let's keep it civil. Now, where are the Thundermans?
Back in Hiddenville. They were positively gobsmacked.
Wife send boy to fancy boarding school. Now him talk weird. Excellent. With the Thundermans out of the picture, you can release us and we can finally resume our evil plans.
Yeah, about that.
Show 'em what we've got, boys!
The three imprisoned villains go over to a whiteboard.
One, tap into everyone's landlines and transmit a hypnotic message for them to obey us.
What's a landline?
Two, invite every superhero to an outdoor Macarena contest.
Yeah, we get it. You're old. Look. Here's the thing. We've decided to do our own plan.
We're totes gonna create a worldwide army of supervillains.
With a secret item the Hero League has been guarding for over 100 years.
Oh, did you hear that, Strongdoor?
There's a secret item.
It's cool, guys. We'll just do our plans when their dumb one fails.
Dark Mayhem Jr. zaps his dad against the glass.
Listen up, Boomer. You had your chance, and you blew it. Now it's time for me to make a name for myself.
Your name's literally Dark Mayhem Jr.
His son releases him.
Come on, we're out of here.
Nepo baby.
What?
Nothing.
Wait, aren't you going to let us out?
OMG, Dad, it's not always about you. Let's bounce.
Cheerio.
In Hiddenville, Cherry drives Phoebe home on a scooter. They both wear Splatburger shirts and helmets with attached burgers on top.
Thanks for the ride home, Cherry.
Anytime. Being seen on the Splat scooter really ups my cool factor.
Cherry knocks the googly-eyed burger on her helmet and drives off.
So, how was work?
Fantastic. How about yours?
Awesome.
We have to get our jobs back. I know! Mrs. Wong made me use my freeze breath to make burger grease slushies.
And Mr. Fusarelio made me use my heat breath to make homemade candles.
That doesn't sound so bad.
From his earwax.
We have to convince President Kickbutt to hire us back.
But how? She fired the entire T-Force.
True. But she didn't fire...
Inside.
The Tree Force!
They wear tree costumes.
Do you want us to fight crime dressed as apple trees?
Yes!
We'll have cool apple-based weapons and nicknames. Dad, you're Red Delicious.
Mom, you're Pink Lady.
Can I be Granny Smith?
You just made the tree forks!
You guys seem a little desperate.
Uh-huh.
You think?
We just can't give up this easily. I mean, can't you talk with President Kickbutt and reason with her?
Yeah, how do you guys stand not being superheroes?
Actually, you guys may not want to hear this, but we don't want to be the T-Force anymore.
Because you want to be the Tree Force, right? Right?
No, because you guys were kind of tough to work for. Between Phoebe's obsession with being the best and Max's with being the best looking, you forgot that we are a family.
What are you talking about? We spent 24/7 together.
We spent 24/7 with Thunder Girl and Swoosh Boy, but you had us work all the time so you could get more superhero glory.
This is crazy. You guys miss being superheroes, don't you?
Nora shrugs.
It feels nice to finally make friends.
I got invited to the skate park tomorrow.
What? First the avocado toast, now this. All right, well, maybe you're all done being superheroes, but we're not. Some of us have some self-respect. Come on, Max.
Max and Phoebe shuffle out of the living room in their tree costumes. Barb shakes her head. They go out onto the driveway and push out of their trunks.
How can they say we don't care about family? We're the ones who hired them to be on the T-Force.
I know, and your need to be the best helped make us successful.
Thank you.
Even if it was annoying.
Thank you. Wait, what?
Well, like they said, you could be a little demanding.
How am I demanding? You tell me how I was demanding.
Hey, they said it. I'm just agreeing 1,000%.
Unless I cared about my job, all you cared about were your followers and how your swoosh looked on the cover of Suit magazine.
She can hear you.
He touches his hair.
Don't listen to the mean lady.
You know what? Maybe the T-Force is over. I'm gonna get my job back by myself. From now on, call me the Phoeb Force.
Fine. Then I'm getting my job back by myself, Dweeb Force.
Max saunters past his sister.
How did I not see that coming?
In the lair.
What are you doing?
Not rocking out to the V-Team's terrible song?
Those light-up pajama-wearing posers? Whatever.
You know, Max, these V-Teamers look familiar, like I met them before.
And how would you have met them? They're superheroes. You're a supervillain.
Unless they're not superheroes.
Give me that.
What are you doing?
Running their images through a facial recognition app to see if there's any pics from their past. I got a hit. Looks like a picture of them at summer camp 8 years ago. The girl is a crab claw.
Max, that's how I know them. I was their counselor at Camp Evil Weevil.
What?
They're the kids of Dark Mayhem, King Crab, and Strong Door.
So the V-Team are villains?
Posing as heroes to do their evil from inside the Hero League.
And if I expose them, then President Kickbutt will fire them and take me back. Where's my old super suit?
Your super suit?
Is that it in your cage?
A blue suit sits crumpled.
I just use it as a soothing blankie, but you might want to pop it in the wash.
Max grabs his suit and shakes it off.
Better hurry up and expose them before Phoebe figures it out.
Yeah, right. Like she's smart enough to figure it out on her own.
Camp Evil Weevil? The V-Team are villains. The V stands for villain. Better act fast before Max finds out. Time for Thunder Girl to get back her J-O-B. Dweeb Force, away! Dang it, now I'm saying it.
Phoebe hurries out. At Hiddenville High, students watch as Nora shoots eye lasers.
Can you heat up my pizza, Nora?
Sure, Jonah.
Nora lasers his pizza.
Can you laser a Z on my locker?
No problem, Zoe.
Nora lasers a letter Z into a locker. Billy approaches a boy.
Hey, I'm Billy. You want some beef jerky?
Billy dumps a load of beef jerky sticks out of his open backpack. The boy gives him a look and leaves.
I guess we're going with powers.
Billy uses super speed.
I'm Billy Thunderman, the fastest dude on Earth.
He runs downstairs. Nora comes over.
Billy, what are you doing?
Who wants to see my powers in action?
Can you get me an Italian ice from Italy?
Billy super speeds out and returns wearing a chef hat, scarf, and fake mustache. He holds a tray of Italian ices.
Can you super speed to the top of Mount Metroburg?
Billy returns with a sign.
No way. Look.
So, What else do you guys want?
Billy, you're stealing all my friends.
I'm just doing what you're doing.
Well, now I'm doing this.
Nora shoots a laser at Billy's feet. He uses the Italian ice tray to block her lasers. They ricochet off the metal. Principal Bradford approaches.
What in Aunt Sally's clam shack is going on here?
Nora's laser ricochets and burns off Principal Bradford's ponytail.
No!
Oopsie.
Don't look at me. I'm hideous.
Principal Bradford runs out. In Metroburg, the V-Team ransacks the Thunderman's old house. Princess Crab paints her crab claw with a large brush.
We've been looking for hours. The secret item isn't here.
It has to be here. The ancient Hero League book says it's guarded by the League's longest-serving hero, and that's Thunderman.
Ermagerd, can you guys mute it? I'm trying to concentrate.
You could help, you know.
Ransacking's a lot, and I'm a princess.
What? Freak Claw Island?
Of kicking your fake British butt!
Guys! Guys! Let's settle this like we used to at Camp Evil Weevil.
Not rock, paper, lasers!
Too late! Rock, paper, lasers!
Ow!
Now keep looking!
Princess Crab joins the others in their search. Outside, Phoebe pulls herself up a window using suction cups. She peers inside, then uses a laser to cut a hole in the glass. She presses her hand to the lasered section and pulls it off. Phoebe sticks her hand inside and types something on a panel on the windowsill. The window opens. She climbs inside as the V-Team continues their search. Max grabs her from behind and puts his hand over her mouth.
Max, what are you doing here?
Stopping the V-Team without you, so beat it.
No, wait, you beat it.
No, you beat it. Someone's coming.
Phoebe and Max hurry and hide behind the couch.
Aha! I found something. Keys to the Hero League mega yacht.
We had a mega yacht?
Princess Crab opens a drawer.
Key card to the designer utility belt closet.
We had a designer utility belt closet?
The V-Team turns to the couch. Dark Mayhem Jr. uses his ocular blaster to see through the couch where Phoebe and Max crouch. He gestures to Princess Crab and Strongdoor's son. Princess Crab marches over to the couch and picks it up with her crab claw.
Hello.
Max and Phoebe grin at the Thundermans.
Is that Blobbin?
Yep, right on time.
Great. With that helicopter, we can spy on Chloe while she skateboards with her friends.
You mean lovingly watch her and be the protective parents that she still so clearly needs.
Yeah, what you said.
Oh, of course. When my family says they need a helicopter, they get a helicopter. The T-11 Blobcopter is perfect for saving that stranded bald eagle family.
Saving them.
Yeah, that's what we're using it for, Barb, remember? We'll return it good as new.
Oh, no, it's a gift. I have 18 more. I'm very rich.
Yes, I recall.
Oh, there's my ride back. It's our latest model, completely pilotless.
But pilotless? Isn't that dangerous?
Oh, no, Barb. Safety comes first at Blobco. See, first we drop the ladder.
A ladder drops.
And then I have 15 seconds to climb on board before it flies away. Oh, give the family a great big hug from Cousin Blobby.
Will do! Thanks, Blobbin!
Bald Eagle Tank?
You want me to tell them the truth? That we're spying on our own daughter?
A bird stick.
You're probably right. He wouldn't understand.
No.
Let's go check out our chopper.
Okay. Barb. Okay.
Done. Blobbin hangs from the ladder in a helicopter.
So far, so good, Barb. Chloe's got her helmet on and has no idea we're watching her.
You know, we really should consider writing a book on parenting.
Too busy. Chloe needs us. 24 hours a day!
Yeah, of course! What was I thinking?
Hey, Jerry. Yep, set him on up.
What was that about?
Oh, I ordered some splat shakes. Jerry's delivering them with Mrs. Wong's Splatapult.
At Splatburger.
Two strawberry splat shakes, traveling!
Jerry catapults two splat shakes into the helicopter. They spill on Barb and Hank.
What did you do?
They came at me so fast, boss!
Short-circuited the steering! We're gonna have to make an emergency landing!
The helicopter lowers. At a skate park, Chloe skateboards past other kids. She stops. Hank and Barb come out of a group of bushes in a cloud of dirt.
Mom and Dad?
Chloe! What a surprise! Look, Barb, it's Chloe!
Hey, Chloe!
Are you guys okay?
Oh, yeah! Yeah, we're just taking the Thundercopter out for a little spin. Right, Barb?
Yeah, we're all good. Just resume your unmonitored skateboarding.
Are you guys spying on me?
What?
No, we are not spying.
This is so embarrassing. Can't I even go skateboarding with my friends by myself? You're such helicopter parents.
We are not.
You're holding a piece of helicopter.
Oh, well, that is easy to explain. You see, your mom did it.
Hank gives Barb a helicopter piece and runs. Barb flees at the Thunderman's old house. Dark Mayhem Jr. and Strong Door's son tie Max and Phoebe up.
Well, this is a nice surprise. So I guess you know our secret.
That you're weird and lame?
Not a secret. No. That we're the children of
Dark Mayhem, King Crab, and Strong Door? Also not a secret.
Dang it! Stop knowing things!
We also know you framed us and stole our jobs. Tell us why.
To get our hands on something the Hero League has been guarding for over 100 years. The power plant!
The what now?
The power who?
Oh, don't pretend you don't know about the power plant.
Hey, I'm still mad no one told us about the Mega Yacht.
And the designer Superbelt collection. Oh, girl, it's so dope. I'd show it to you, but we're probably gonna torture you or blast you into space or whatever, so, like, what's the point?
Enough! Tell them about the plant.
According to the old Book of Powers, all of today's superheroes and villains can trace their DNA back to a few ancient villagers who ate the seeds of a mysterious plant, giving them superhuman powers.
How are you British?
The Hero League has been secretly guarding it for centuries.
Because in the wrong hands, a person could create a superpowered army to do their bidding.
So how long are you guys stuck to the toilet seats?
2 days! Now tell us where the power plant is or the swoosh gets
it! Not the swoosh, please!
See, now you know we're telling the truth. Give up his own grandmother to save a swoosh.
I guess Thunderman knows how to keep a secret. Looks like we'll have to get out of him ourselves.
So, what do we do with them?
We'll take them to the Mayhem Cafe!
Mayhem Cafe? Doesn't sound so bad.
A sign on a glass prison booth reads, Mayhem Cafe.
You ever get tired of being wrong?
Yeah, sometimes. Welcome to my dad's old lair, in homage to his hatred of the Thundermans. Oh, how he longed to trap you all in this booth and inflict its torments on you. And we had my birthday parties here.
Those parties were smashing.
We'll never get away with this. Our family will come looking as soon as they realize we're gone.
Oh? Did you tell them where you were going?
Max turns to Phoebe.
I knew it. Families are just a burden to talents like us. But don't worry, we'll say hi for you. Fire up the jet! Destination Hiddenville!
Dark Mayhem Jr. punches a button on the prison booth. Lights glow on the floor of it. He and the rest of the V-Team leave. Max puts his hands on a wall in the prison booth. A green light scans him and his sister.
System online. Max and Phoebe Thunderman detected. Loading personalized tortures.
Tortures?
Like being trapped in here with you isn't torture enough?
Doors open to reveal a video of Dark Mayhem.
Greetings, Max and Phoebe.
Dark Mayhem? Let us out!
Yeah, unlock this thing!
Welcome to my pre-recorded guide to your torment session. Say yes to continue.
No!
Great, let's begin. Phoebe, you've tangled with some monstrous villains in your day, but are you prepared for the horror of Max's old gym socks?
Multiple long socks hang down around Phoebe.
So this is where my socks went.
It smells like wet dog dipped in hot trash.
Come on, it's not that bad.
Let's add some lightning to the mix.
What?
Lightning zaps the two repeatedly.
Max, your threshold for pain is high, but can it withstand Phoebe's middle school valedictorian speech?
And so, as we embark on our next chapter of life...
Can I do more lightning instead?
Let's thank the teachers who helped us on our journey. Mrs. Cunningham, who taught us to love calculus.
Turn it off!
Monsieur Dworkin, who made us say oui to French.
At home, Billy, Chloe, and Nora sit on the couch together.
How was your day at the skate park, Chloe?
Mom and Dad spotted me from a helicopter, then crashed in front of all my friends. How's school?
Nora and I used our powers to compete for France, and then we seared off the principal's ponytail.
Good talk.
Yeah.
Kids, have you seen Max and Phoebe? They've been gone all day.
Did you try using binoculars?
Hank shifts his gaze.
I told you she was still mad.
What's that?
Sounds like the Thunder Jet.
Alert, alert. V-Team approaching.
V-Team? What are they doing here?
Maybe their band is playing Hiddenville.
A laser burns between the gap in their front door.
Lasering the lock? Classic rock star!
The V-Team busts in.
Nobody move!
Hank rushes them. Dark Mayhem Jr. stops him.
Dad!
A red ray pushes Hank back.
That's the V-Team?
Yep, it sure is. Hey, guys! It's your old camp counselor, Dr. Colosso!
Dr. Colosso was a human with beady eyes and sweating issues.
And you used to have freckles. What's your point?
Hand over the power plant, Thunderman.
Power plant? Never heard of it.
No? Maybe this will help you remember.
Princess Crab projects footage with her claw.
If I do, will you tell us where Max and Phoebe are?
Of course.
Hank regards them, then walks over to the Penguin Butler statue. He lifts its beak and presses his thumb to a red panel. The panel turns blue. Lights glow inside the statue. Its chest opens to reveal a plant with red and blue pods.
What is it, Dad?
Something I vow to protect forever.
Dark Mayhem Jr. picks up the plant.
Look at it. Each red pod teeming with seeds enough to make 10,000 supervillains.
What if it's a fake?
Good point. Better test it. Who here doesn't have superpowers?
A squirrel stands by Colosso.
Nutty, I told you to stay in the lair.
Dark Mayhem Jr. flicks a seed from a red pod directly into the squirrel's mouth.
You fiend! He's just a dumb squirrel!
The squirrel's eyes glow red.
Did I say dumb? I meant really cool.
The squirrel shoots flames from its mouth.
Ah, mad squirrel!
Colosso ducks out of view. The squirrel follows him to Max's lair.
Yep, it's real.
To the jets! Wait! What about Max and Phoebe? You said you'd tell us where they are!
We're villains. We lied.
I can't wait for their new album.
Hank, what do we do?
I'll follow their jet and hope they lead me to him. Thunderman, away!
Some of the ceiling falls.
Alert, alert. Sensors indicate a dome-like structure materializing over Hiddenville.
A dome? Do they have that power?
Hank falls just outside the front door. He gets up.
Daddy go boom!
Barb hurries over to him. Billy shrugs at Nora. A shadow darkens the light outside. Nora and Billy turn just as the TV loses connection. People at Splatburger and the skate park watch as the light shifts. In the prison booth, Phoebe and Max wave off a swarm of bees.
Bees!
Take it down!
Phoebe runs to the side. The bees disappear.
Where'd they go?
That concludes the simulated bees portion of the torture program.
Simulated?
It seems so real.
Max spits out a bee. It disappears.
Well, this was fun. On to the final phase of your session. Please choose from the following options. Say one to meet a slow and painful demise. Say two to be set free.
Two!
You have selected one. Initiating now.
A silver liquid spreads under their feet.
Max, what is that?
I'm not sure. I'll try to freeze it.
Max breathes freeze breath on the liquid.
Nothing. I'll try heat breath.
Phoebe's heat breath doesn't affect the liquid.
Liquid mercury. impervious to heat and freeze breath, is now filling the tank. In 12 minutes, it will fill completely. Goodbye, Max and Phoebe.
The liquid mercury sits just below their knees. Max and Phoebe put their hands on the walls.
Glass is unbreakable, and the mercury is impervious to our powers. Max, what about our twin power?
Ugh, you want us to hold hands?
Would you rather drown in liquid mercury?
Kind of.
She gives him a look.
Fine, all right.
She takes his hand. Electricity sparks where their hands join. They press it to the glass.
Didn't even crack it! Maybe this really is the end.
Yeah.
Max shifts his gaze.
Phoebe, I want to apologize.
Yeah, the Dwayne Force was kind of hurtful.
No, not that. I meant my quest for fame. It was selfish and annoying.
Oh, Max, it doesn't matter now.
No, I want to explain. The reason I wanted to be famous was because I know you're a better soup than I am.
What do you mean?
See, I can never work as hard as you and make all those amazing plans. I thought if I couldn't be as good as you, maybe I could be more famous.
It's funny. The whole reason I wanted to be the best was because of you.
What do you mean?
I mean, when you were evil, it was easy to be Mom and Dad's favorite. Then you became this great superhero, and I didn't feel as special. Thought maybe if I could be the best soup ever, I could get that feeling back.
No wonder our family hated working with us. We were just thinking of ourselves.
I know. We've both been a couple of total party favors.
I would have gone with jerks, but...
Oh, no, Max, look! A leftover party favor bag from one of Mayhem Jr.'s old birthdays. You know what supervillains give as party favors?
Dangerous things.
Uh-huh. Maybe our telekinesis can reach.
She uses her telekinesis to tip over a gift bag.
Jackpot. Let's see what we got.
Brass knuckles.
A vial of poison.
Exploding sushi refrigerator magnet. Hello.
I bet the fish eggs contain nitroglycerin. Hang on. This might get messy.
Max uses his powers to throw a sushi toy onto the booth. It explodes. They flow out on top of the liquid mercury. They stand as it goes down a drain.
We did it!
Dark Man can never outsmart us.
Unauthorized escape. Instituting emergency protocol.
Various gates close.
Lair will self-destruct in 20 minutes.
Unless he rigged his lair to blow up.
Graffiti on a closing door reads, I hate the Thundermans. At the Thundermans.
Here, Hank. It's a bag of frozen peas.
Oh, thanks. I'm starving.
They're for your head. Boy, that must have been some hit.
The dome's too strong, Barb. Chloe can't even teleport out.
Hey, look what I found.
A blue seed pod?
It must have fallen off the power plant when the V-team ran out with it.
If the red ones make super villains, do the blue ones make superheroes?
Yeah, they do. Wait a minute. Are you saying what I think you're saying?
Don't panic, Billy. You got this. It's just a simple yes or no. You have half a chance of being right. Albuquerque!
Hank furrows his brow.
Hank, where is the nearest place that the dome touches the ground?
The city limits in Hiddenville Park.
Okay. Kids, gather everyone we know and meet us in the park. Tell them we need their help to save Max and Phoebe.
Right.
Albuquerque!
In Max's lair, the squirrel continues to breathe a stream of fire at Colosso.
Hello? Animal control? I am a human homeowner with a bit of a squirrel problem. Is it urgent?
He ducks as the squirrel shoots fire.
Yeah, you might say that.
Outside, Principal Bradford, Cherry, Mrs. Wong, and others stand together.
Excuse me. Thanks for coming, everyone.
What's this all about, Thunderman?
I'll tell you what it's about. These super dummies are back for 2 days, and suddenly we live in a snow globe.
I don't have time to explain, but Max and Phoebe are in mortal danger. They need your help.
Dude, say no more. I'm in.
Me too.
Anything for Barb.
Gideon makes a hand heart.
Why should we help Max and Phoebe? They're so annoying.
Yeah, their mini-me zapped off my ponytail. And now Janet says she wants to take a break.
Come on, let's go.
Chloe teleports near them.
Hey, listen up. Max and Phoebe have always been there for you guys. Don't you even remember?
I do. Like that time they saved the prom?
and kept that candy girl from turning the town into mindless zombies.
Oh, I was gonna say the prom one, but there's probably others.
So now it's your turn to help them. So quit being a bunch of weenies and get with the program.
Fine.
Whatever. I don't have a ponytail anymore, so who cares?
So what do you need from us?
I just need you guys to open up your mouths for the next few seconds.
I knew they'd make it weird.
Ready?
Billy flicks seeds from the blue pot into everyone's mouths with super speed. They swallow.
Another Thunderman floppo.
Well, back to my horrible life.
Principal Bradford turns, then stops.
What the? My pants just ripped.
He transforms into a huge, muscular blue man.
Holy handballs, I'm huge! And blue!
Gideon.
I have an iron fist!
He breaks a bench with a punch. Cherry.
My fingers do pretty sparkles.
Cherry beams. A purple tornado moves past her.
Oh, I am a human tornado!
Oyster.
I have awesome power burps.
It worked!
Okay, everyone. We need to concentrate our powers on the dome and try to bust it open.
Come on, everyone gather! Gather! Goodness.
And hit it!
The Thundermans and their friends use their powers on the dome. Principal Bradford, Gideon, and Hank punch it. Billy punches it with super speed while Nora uses her lasers.
I think it's working!
Mrs. Wong shoots a purple tornado. Cherry shoots sparkles, and Barb shoots electricity. A section of the dome breaks.
Oh, guys, we did it!
Thundermans, assemble!
The Thundermans leave the dome.
Chloe, do you think you could teleport us all back to Metroburg?
I think so. Everyone hold hands.
The Thundermans hold hands. Chloe teleports them away. In Dark Mayhem's lair. Self-destruct in 45 seconds. Phoebe finds a keypad.
Max! I found the keypad to the security system, but it requires a password. I'll try evil.
Nothing. Try Beyonce.
Who doesn't like Beyonce?
Still nothing. Plus, I feel dumber.
20 seconds.
Maybe a chance this is just a horrible dream?
We'll know in 18 seconds.
Your family teleports in.
There they are!
Phoebe and Max go over to them.
Guys, this whole place is about to blow up and we don't know the password.
What?
You grab our hands. We'll teleport out of here.
We can't. It takes me a minute to recharge.
One. Hank punches through the keypad.
System punched. Sequence canceled.
The gates open. Phoebe and Max grin. Phoebe hugs Barb.
But how did you guys find us?
Well, it was the only building in town with a neon sign saying, Die, Thundermans, die, so...
Guys, why didn't you tell us the V-Team were villains?
We should have. We were so desperate to get our glory back, we weren't thinking straight.
We totally get why you guys didn't want to work with us before. Could you ever forgive us?
Let me guess. You guys thought you were gonna die and admitted a bunch of personal stuff to each other?
Exactly.
Pretty much.
Yes, of course we forgive you.
Guys, we have to stop the V-Team from creating an army of villains. They got the power plant. We have to find them.
Yeah, well, if I wanted to rain seeds down on everyone, I'd start at the highest point in Metroburg.
Where's that?
Billy thinks.
You know this, Billy. It was on the sign that you got for that kid. Think.
The highest point in Metroburg is Mount Metroburg with an elevation of 14,220 feet.
Hank, Phoebe, Max, and Barb gape.
Guys, why is everyone just standing around?
Quiet. We're savoring the moment.
Billy smiles. Mount Metroburg. On top of Mount Metroburg, Princess Crab fuels a large drone-like machine. Strongdor's son holds a container of red dust.
I finished grinding the seeds into dust.
Place it in the containment hatch.
What's the magic word?
Dark Mayhem Jr. hits him with a blast.
Right away.
Strongdor's son inserts the container into a hatch.
You broke us out of prison to sit on a freezing mountaintop?
Strongdor doesn't like missing bingo night.
Strongdor like bingo.
We brought you here so you can see what a real evil plan looks like.
Oh, they're doing our Macarena thing.
No. We're launching a drone to rain red powdered seeds down on everyone and morph them into an army of supervillains.
I
guess that's pretty cool.
Then we three will subjugate the superheroes of the world and rule like emperors.
And give your dads cushy jobs?
Oh, let me think about that. No.
Wow, Mayhem, your kid hates you.
Shut it, Dad. You don't always have to say things.
Do not snap that claw at me, young lady.
Anyway, I recalibrated the thrust transducer so we can roll the world in junk.
Excellent. Let the era of villainy begin!
Dark Mayhem Jr. goes to hit a button. Electricity hits his arm.
Step away from the drone, V-Team.
Thunderman!
Thunderman's a Dark Mayhem!
Electris?
King Crab?
And me, Strongdor! Attack on my order!
No, Dad, this is our thing!
Yes, the Thundermans will just spank your bottoms like they always do.
Hey, our bottoms are firm! We take spin class with Warden Patty 3 days a week!
Strongdor nods.
Thundermans, attack!
Max ducks a hit. Dark Mayhem stops his punch with a force field.
It's been a long time, Max.
Not long enough.
Oh, come now. Don't you want to catch up?
Dark Mayhem throws an energy sphere. Max throws it back, then avoids Dark Mayhem's return shot.
How'd you escape my dad's lair?
Because I'm a superhero, not a brat with a mask.
Dark Mayhem Jr. shoots a blast.
Nice mask.
He ducks as Phoebe uses her heat breath. He avoids her punch. She shoves his face down as he shoots a beam from his ocular blaster. She hits him with her telekinesis. By a rock.
Mom, I want to help.
No, sweetie, it's too dangerous. Stay back here and don't move.
Have at you, sir.
Hank fights with King Crab. King Crab forces him back with his giant claw.
Your super punch is an old match for this barnacle beauty.
Hank flies at him. King Crab smacks him up against a rock with his claw. Hank falls, then grimaces. Barb faces Princess Crab.
I can't fight you. I shoot electricity from my hands. All you have is a claw.
Oh, you're right. I better do this.
Princess Crab throws her tiara at Barb. It restrains Barb's wrists. Chloe watches from behind a rock as her mom avoids Princess Crab's claw attacks.
I wonder if they like slap tag.
Billy uses his super speed to go back and forth between slapping Strongdor and Strongdor's son. In slow motion, Billy's hand slaps Strongdor's cheek. He runs off, then comes back and slaps Strongdor's son.
Billy, you can't keep doing this forever.
Let's hope they don't know that.
Dark Mayhem blocks a kick from Max with a force field. Max uses his freeze breath and it disappears. Dark Mayhem shoots an energy sphere. In slow motion, Max avoids it. Max jumps. Dark Mayhem hits him with another energy sphere. Phoebe avoids Dark Mayhem Jr.'s blasts. She stands on the edge of a cliff and arches backwards as one shoots straight at her.
Look around, Thunder Girl. Your family's doomed.
Phoebe spots Max on the ground. Barb dodges Princess Crab.
And they get to watch you go first.
Phoebe blocks his blasts with various rocks.
I can do this all night.
Hank tears off a branch from a bush. King Crab deflects as he uses it like a sword. King Crab grabs the branch in his claw and breaks it.
Say your prayers, Thunder Man.
Hank jumps over King Crab and lands behind him. They continue fighting. Phoebe avoids another blast from Dark Mayhem Jr. She breathes a line of ice onto the ground between them.
Going ice skating?
No, but you are.
She jumps behind him, then kicks him onto the ice. He slides off the cliff. Dark Mayhem Jr. stares as he clings to the side of the mountain. Barb dodges Princess Crab's punches. She shoves against her. Princess Crab whacks her in return. Barb holds out her hands. Nora shoots a laser at Princess Crab's bejeweled claw tip. It ricochets and severs the tiara binds. Barb electrocutes Princess Crab. Hank punches King Crab in the stomach. He takes off his cape, then throws it at him. It wraps around King Crab's claw.
I hate where this is going.
Hank strikes him. Nora lasers Strongdor's son while Billy throws jerky at Strongdor.
Personal bingo, now beaten face.
This is your plan to make this even matter?
It'll work. Just wait for it.
Wait! Now! Nora and Billy run. Strongdor and his son run into one another and send each other flying. Max lies on the ground. Dark Mayhem picks up a boulder. Phoebe uses her heat breath on the boulder. It shatters.
Thanks, partner.
Yeah.
Your switch was messy. Don't care.
Let's finish this.
They grab each other's forearms. Dark Mayhem throws an energy spear at them. The twins hold each other's hands and move out of the way. Phoebe kicks at Dark Mayhem. She uses Max's hand to help her flip and kick again. Dark Mayhem blocks it with a force field. Max twists out of the way of an energy spear. The twins each land a kick. They go to either side of the villain and freeze him with their breath. Their family comes over.
Guys, we did it! See? Nothing stronger than family.
Except evil! No!
Dark Mayhem Jr. hits the button. The drone launches. They watch it fly away.
Dad, catch it before it releases all the seeds!
I can't. It's twice as fast as me.
Max and Billy approach Dark Mayhem Jr.
What's the point, Max? I already won.
Max freezes him as well.
I can't believe I put you in my bath time mix.
We have to do something. If those seeds are released, they'll create tens of thousands of supervillains and this world turns evil forever.
Chloe steps forward.
I can do it.
Do what, Chloe?
Teleport someone to the drone.
What?
No, no, out of the question.
Guys, I'm ready. And I'm a Thunderman. It's what we do.
Remind you of anyone?
Yeah. Guys, I believe her.
Me too.
She wants to save the world, Barb.
Okay, but your father and I are going with you.
No, no way. I'm going.
Max.
Dad, that's an X-Terra 5 drone, okay? I know how it's wired. And Phoebe, I'll need your telekinesis.
Retrieve the seed container and bring it back to Dad.
I don't know.
Guys, evil drone flying away?
We love you guys. We love you too.
Chloe teleports with Phoebe and Max. Their family looks upward. They appear on top of the drone.
Great job, Chloe! Here, hold on to that while we work!
I'll disable the power! That'll release the seed container so you can telekinate it out!
Got it!
Max opens a panel on the drone. He opens a set of pliers and cuts a wire attached to a countdown clock. It sparks.
You're good!
Okay!
Phoebe uses her telekinesis to get the container of seed dust.
Got it!
Okay, let's get out of here! Without power, this thing's gonna crash any second!
Smoke streams toward Phoebe.
I can't see anything!
Phoebe!
Phoebe hangs off the back of the drone.
I can't teleport us unless we're all touching!
Phoebe, hurry! We're going down fast!
Max, take the seeds!
Max gets the seeds.
Got him!
Now go without me!
What? No, we're not leaving!
Max, don't be ridiculous! Take Chloe and the seeds and get back to the family!
Not gonna happen! Not a family without you!
All right, go! Try to touch my hand!
Chloe reaches her hand toward Phoebe. Phoebe reaches out to her sister. On the mountain, the rest of the family watches.
No. Please, no.
Hank!
Billy and Nora share a look. Chloe teleports in with Phoebe and Max.
Here's these, Dad.
Also, I was wrong. This one's gonna be the best soup ever.
Oh, you guys tied up the villains.
Yeah, we did.
Can we go hit stuff with their hammers?
Of course.
Go nuts.
Barb hugs Chloe.
Good job, Chloe.
Thanks, Dad.
We're sorry we treated you like a little kid. It's just, you're growing up so fast, and we were afraid you didn't need us anymore.
I'll always need you guys, no matter how big I get.
Her parents hug her.
How come we never talk like that?
Because
Max smiles. At home, Max plays a board game with the family.
5, 6, 7.
Heads up!
Yeah, 500 gumdrops, buddy.
Thunder chili is served.
Billy, we just got invited to our first high school party.
Oh, cool.
Can I come? Just kidding. Text me the deets.
You know, I hate to admit it, but I missed you guys when you were gone. Even you, Hank.
Thanks, Colosso.
And you missed me too, right?
Thanks, Colosso.
Alert, alert. President Kickbutt approaching.
What now?
Billy goes to the door. He lets in President Kickbutt.
Sorry to interrupt your evening, Thundermans. I've come to apologize.
Really?
Yes, firing the best superheroes in the Hero League was the hardest thing I've ever had to do. And I once had dinner with Inside Out Man.
Phoebe grimaces.
We understand. Rules are rules.
The rules said I had to fire you for injuring a fellow soup. But since the V-Team weren't actually soups, I'd like to offer you your jobs back, if you'll take them back.
Phoebe and Max look back at their family. Billy nods.
We'll do it under one condition.
I'll name Phoebe my VP and have a team of stylists available to Max 24/7.
Not that, but thank you.
We'd like this house to be the new T-Force headquarters.
So we can always put family first.
Chloe smiles.
Well, this is highly unusual. And I'm honored to welcome the T-Force back to the Hero League. I'll have your badges and suits delivered in the morning.
And the keys to the mega yacht.
And the designer utility belt collection.
All right, which one of you blabbermouths spilled the beans?
President Kickbutt leaves with her assistants.
Thunder Monitor?
Way ahead of you, their super portrait appears back on the wall.
Let's get that chili going!
Yeah!
Hang on. Does anyone else have the feeling that we forgot something?
What was that?
They go outside. Principal Bradford, Oyster, Gideon, and Cherry wait in their driveway. Cherry shoots sparklers from her fingers.
The Blue Hunk, reporting for duty.
Don't forget Iron Punch.
Ow, that was my foot.
Hey, you blew up my sparkles.
Mrs. Wong tornadoes over. She stands backwards.
Where is everybody?
This might be a problem.
One we can deal with later?
The twins nod. They use their freeze breath to freeze their friends.
Great! Back to family night!
How about that chili?
Let's go! Chili time!
I call butt room!
Phoebe hesitates, then looks back at the frozen people. She shakes her head and joins her family inside. On the roof, the squirrel shoots fire into the night sky. In Max's lair, Colosso uses a laptop.
We've been watching you, Colosso. My colleagues and I were wondering if you'd be interested in a little assignment.
I'm listening.
Audio description provided by International Digital Center. Written by Betty Capo. Voiced by Tony Gannon. Credits: Kira Kosserin, Jack Griffo, Addison Recchi, Diego Velasquez, Myla Clark, with Chris Tallman, and Rosa Blasey. Casting by Nicole Doro, CSA, Shayna Sherwood, CSA. Original casting by Christine Smith-Chavenko, CSA, Alexis Frank Kazera, CSA. Music by Caleb Kahn and Brian Chan. Costume designer, Candice Dubkowski. Edited by Michael Karlick, ACE. Production designer, Kristen Miles. Theophilus Daly. Director of photography, John Simmons, ASC. Executive producers, Jed Springarn, Kira Kosserin, Jack Griffo, Dan Cross, David Hodge. Produced by Chris Phillips. Based on characters created by Jed Springarn. Story by Jed Springarn and Sean W. Cunningham and Mark Dworkin. Teleplay by Jed Springarn. Directed by Trevor Kirshner. Credits continue. Copyright 2023 Viacom International Incorporated. All rights reserved. Logo, Nickelodeon Productions.